News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Disaster averted at Chicago's Midway Airport. A Southwest Airlines jet and a business jet had a close call when the small jet crossed a runway that was in use. More from CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
A 737 bound from Omaha was just about to land at Chicago Midway when the Southwest pilots essentially floored it, pulled up, and aborted the takeoff because a business jet was taxiing across the runway. They were speeding down.
The Southwest plane circled around and landed safely, and the investigation is underway. As Elon Musk's Doge task force moves to trim the federal workforce, CBS News has learned that large-scale layoffs are in store. As first reported by CNN, a soon-to-be-released memo will direct government agencies to submit reorganization plans. House Republicans are moving ahead on their budget plans after narrowly passing a resolution. CBS's Matt Piper with the latest.
The House adopted a budget proposal that is a major victory to Speaker Mike Johnson, who had been trying to sway a small number of holdouts in the final hours.
This is the first important step.
President Trump has called it a big, beautiful bill with $4.5 trillion in tax breaks and $1.5 trillion in spending cuts, while raising the debt ceiling by $4 trillion.
Ukrainian President Zelensky will soon visit the White House to sign a minerals deal with President Trump.
I hear that he's coming on Friday. Certainly it's okay with me if he'd like to.
The deal will allow the U.S. to tap into Ukraine's mineral wealth, bringing in billions of dollars to help recoup the money the United States has spent to support Ukraine in the war with Russia.
He would like to sign it together with me, and I understand that's a big deal, very big deal.
In return, President Trump says Ukraine gets
$350 billion and lots of equipment, and military equipment, and the right to fight on.
Stacey Lynn, CBS News, the White House.
Trump-backed U.S. Congressman Byron Donalds announces he's running for Florida governor in 2026. A so-called bounty bill is being debated in the Arizona State Legislature. CBS's Stephen Kaufman.
A bill that would pay local police departments $2,500 for every migrant who is detained and later deported is being debated in the Arizona State Senate. Republican State Senator Jake Hoffman is the author of the so-called bounty bill.
It's about protecting the people and communities from criminal illegal aliens.
While immigration activists testified against the bill.
It will supercharge racial profiling across the state.
Governor Katie Hobbs says there's no way she'll sign the measure. Stephen Kaufman, CBS News, Prescott, Arizona.
Denny's is the latest to add a surcharge to dishes that include eggs at some of its restaurant locations nationwide. This is CBS News.
A riddle brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What do your home and auto have in common? Progressive protects them both. It was an easy riddle. Learn more at progressive.com.
Hey, Joy. Oh, you are glowing.
Oh, hey. More like Mira Joyed. That Miralax helped me go. I was so backed up. Tried mega coffees, prune juice, everything. Then Miralax. And hello, gentle relief without the harsh side effects.
Ooh, how does it work?
It works naturally with the water in your body for constipation relief. Find Miralax today at your local retailer.
Use as directed for occasional constipation.
ZipRecruiter is the place. ZipRecruiter is the place for talented teachers, savvy software developers, and master mixologists. ZipRecruiter is the place where you meet all these people and more. That's because ZipRecruiter is the place for job seekers who are looking for new opportunities. In fact, ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day, so you can find the right candidates right away. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
One airline is telling pilots to top off the fuel for a trip to Washington's Reagan National Airport. WTOP's Luke Luker.
The Federal Aviation Administration has imposed stricter rules that close runways anytime President Donald Trump flies Marine One from the White House. It's according to the Washington Post. The rules come in the wake of last month's midair crash between an American Airlines flight and an Army helicopter near Reagan National that killed 67 people. Dozens of flights over the past few weeks have either circled in holding patterns above the airport or have been rerouted as the president is traveling by chopper around D.C. American Airlines has told pilots to stock up on extra fuel when heading to the airport. Luke Lugert for CBS News, Washington.
After 20 years with the Phoenix Mercury, WNBA career scoring leader Diana Taurasi announces her retirement in an interview with Time magazine. The 42-year-old won her sixth Olympic gold medal at the Paris Games. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
WRJN weather. I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clouds on the increase, and so will our rain chances overnight. There may even be a few snowflakes mixing in as well. Lows in the lower 30s, a southeast breeze. Early rain ends, then mostly cloudy, with afternoon highs topping out in the middle 40s. Right now, it's 37.
There she was, just a walking down the street singing. Tapping her fingers and shuffling her feet singing. She looked good, she looked fine, she looked good, she looked fine. And I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing. Natural as can be, a singer. We walk on to my door. We walk on to my door. Then we kissed a little more. Oh, I knew we was falling in love. Yes, I did, and so I told her all the things I'd been dreaming of. Nearly every single day singing. Oh, we're so happy, and that's how we're gonna stay singing. Well, I'm hurt.
I'm hurt.
She's mine.
She's mine.
I'm hurt.
She's mine.
Wedding bells are gonna chime. Together nearly every single day singing. Oh, we're so happy, and that's how we're gonna stay singing. Well, I'm hers,
I'm hers,
she's mine,
she's mine.
I'm hers,
she's mine.
Wedding bells are gonna chime.
We'll be right back. From Radio Park to pristine North Beach, local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Local news, timeless hits here on WRJN. Your home for Don Rosen, weekday mornings from 6 until 9. Don brings in all kinds of fun people to talk to. Not only the timeless hits, the news updates with Stuart J. Waddles, and of course, weather and sports. He talks about the people who make it fun to live in Racine. It all happens weekday mornings 6 to 9 with Don Rosen on WRJN.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into RacineDiscCenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
Our daughter, Jessie, loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective, too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide Free and Gentle provides an excellent Tide clean, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues like dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on your skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
Every story matters, and the Civic Media Radio Network is celebrating Black History Month by honoring the powerful stories of Wisconsin's own trailblazers. Meet Reggie Jackson, the Milwaukee historian and teacher, travels the state sharing Black history while challenging what you think you already know.
Invited to all these communities around the state, these people don't know much about the African-American experience, so they asked me to come and share some of that with them. To talk about things related to African-American history, race and racism, things of that nature. I've been to over 50 communities around the state of Wisconsin. People like the message that I send. They think this credible information. It's been one of the greatest joys of my life, and it's been a great journey. And I've appreciated all of those folks that I work with in all those different communities engaging in conversations about really important things to them.
Listen for more inspiring stories all month long. I'm Terry Barr.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft. But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the global cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
W-R-J-N. I took my troubles down to Madame Rue. You know that gypsy with the gold cap too. She's got a pack down a pretty frozen vine, selling little bottles of love potion number 9. I told her that I was a flop with chicks. I've been this way since 1956. Love potion number 9.
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovel with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
Traveling show, my mama used to dance for the money they'd throw. Mama would do whatever he could, preach a little gospel, sell a couple bottles of Dr. Good. Gypsies, tramps, and thieves, we'd hear it from the people of the town. They'd call us gypsies, tramps, and thieves. But every night all the men would come around and lay their money down. Up a budge of South of Mobile, gave him a ride, filled him with a hot meal. I was 16, he was 21. Rode with us to Memphis, and Papa would have shot him if he knew what he'd done. Money down. I never had schooling, but it taught me well with its smooth Southern style. 3 months later, I'm a gal in trouble, and I haven't seen him for a while. Oh, I haven't seen him for a while. Oh. She was born in the wagon of a traveling show. Her mama had to dance for the money they throw. Grandpa do whatever he could, preach a little gospel, sell a couple bottles of Dr. Good. Gypsies, tramps, and thieves, we'd hear it from the people of the town. They'd call us gypsies, tramps, and thieves. But every night all the men would come around and lay their money down.
Do want me, give me a little shelter. If you don't want me, don't leave me on down. But if you need me, show me that you love me. And when I'm feeling blue, and I want you, there's just one thing that you should do. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my baby, just show me that you're mine, girl. Sign, girl. Oh, my darling, to show me that you're mine, girl. All right.
If you want me, give me a little sweet talk. If you don't want me, don't leave me on, girl. But if you need me, show me that you love me. And when I'm feeling down, wearing a frown, you be there when I look.
Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my baby, to show me that you're mine, girl. All right. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my baby, to show me that you're mine, girl. Some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my baby, to show me that you're mine, girl. Oh, yeah. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my darling, to show me that you're mine, girl. All right. Just give me some kind of sign.
see what you can find. If a daddy's rich, take her out for a meal. If a daddy's poor, just do what you feel. Speed along the lane, you a down or a turn of 25. When the sun goes down, you can make it good and live by. We love people, we love daddy, we love mean. We love everybody, but we do as we please. When the weather's fine, we go fishing or go sailing in the sea. We're always happy, last we're living, yeah, that's our philosophy.
gravel in the pines, waiting for us around the bend.
Picture in your mind,
love forever. But till then,
if she gives me a sign that she wants to make time,
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Ever since I met you, seems I can't forget you.
Ba 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 ba
to a dance, looking for romance. Saw Barbara Ann, so I thought I'd take a chance with Barbara Ann. Barbara Ann, 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 Barbara. You got me rocking and a rolling, rocking and a reeling, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann,
Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann,
Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. We've been bringing you local news for 98 years. We continue to do it on the air and, of course, online. Stuart J. Waddles keeps an eye on things around the clock. If you miss it during the day on the air, you can always find it online. Simply go to WRJN.com, click on local news, and you'll be up to date.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
Come on, come on, come on, come on, now touch me, babe. Can't you see that I am not afraid? What was that promise that you made? Why won't you tell me what she said? What was that promise that you made? Now I'm gonna love you till the heavens stop. Stars fall from the sky for you and me.
Come on, come on, come on, come on, now touch me, babe. Can't you see that I am not afraid? What was that promise that you made? Why won't you tell me what she said? What was that promise that you made?
Sweeter than a wasp. last thing I remember, Doc, I started to swerve. And then I saw the Jag slide into the curve. I know I'll never forget that horrible sight. I guess I found out for myself that everyone was right.
You all come back from Demon's Curve. Demon's Curve. Demon's Curve. Demon's Curve. Demon's Curve. Demon's Curve. Demon's Curve.
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano in Washington, where federal government departments and agencies are bracing for an order to start making substantial reductions in their workforces.
CBS News has confirmed that the Office of Management and Budget and the Office of Personnel Management are set to issue a memo telling federal agencies to prepare for large-scale layoffs. The memo is expected to ask agencies to submit reorganization plans by mid-March in anticipation of the broad staffing cuts. The directive was first reported by CNN. Carissa Lawson, CBS News.